Edge it, ride it, pulse it, feel your rear, grind down, squeeze down, feel your body twitch, hot, dripping, hard, rigid, trap your cock between your hands and just rub it lightly, squeeze your ass, ride the toy, then let go. Let go as long as you can. But the more intensely you ride, the more you throb, the more you squeeze, the harder your cock gets, dripping there. Or worse yet, you rub the spot inside, you milk your prostate, and pushing on it makes your cock drip whether it's hard or not, dripping no matter what. Walking around through the day, isn't the temptation there to leave a nice plug in your rear and squeeze around it? Milking, pleasure, edging, but knowing you'd only come if you grab hold of your cock and you're gonna leave it bouncing, leave it dripping, lubing itself up because your cock wants you to come, wants you to edge, wants you to learn, to balance, squeeze. The pleasure from your rear is new and different. The pleasure from your rear is tempting and hot, tempting you to drip your thoughts out of your cock, out of your hard cock. Drooling out of your hard cock is every thought you have except edge, grind, edge, pulse, edge, throb. It's all together, all one thing. Your destiny is to edge and learn to edge constantly. You're headed for it, inescapable, obvious. You have trained yourself and conditioned yourself in your sexual pleasure, in your desire, in your leaking pre-cum slicked cock to find places to edge, opportunities to edge. You go through your day thinking of the next time you will creep your arousal slowly up toward the point where you can take it no longer, and then you have to decide whether you ruin an orgasm or let it slack off. But it takes longer and longer to let your edged up cock get soft again, and with your ass being teased, squeezing, tense and pleasurable, it's going to take even longer. You're going to get to the point where you can no longer slack off from your edging, and you're going to get there quicker. Quicker with your butt being teased, quicker with your brain leaking out your cock, so there's only thoughts of edging, and how good it is to have a new way to edge, a new way to edge your throbbing, swollen, aching, kneading cock, and your balls tensing up against it. That shaft so hard you think about it, gets tough to think of anything else when the only thoughts in your head are of edging, because so much of your edging centers around your cock. Wouldn't you rather have the ally of another place to think about? Because if you don't tease your rear, you'll have nowhere else to think about when it comes time to edge. You'll just end up thinking about your cock over and over, and we know that road leads to you coming much too soon. The ability to tease your rear is your ally, the 3-2-1 squeeze. The squeezing of your sensitive rear, squeezing around a toy, tensing and throbbing. You can take a break back there when you need to, but until you need to, your brain will only admit that you'd really love to tease and squeeze your rear, really love to ride and pulsing, squeezing, throbbing, continuous, the inescapable void inside of you that tells you you can take just a little more edging, your own mind, playing chicken with your ability to orgasm, pushing you toward that edge, encouraging you to throb toward it. Every moment that you walk through the day, you have your erection there, in potential, and you have your ass squeezing, tensing, remembering. You will always remember this way that you feel now with your rear being teased, hot, horny. It makes you feel heavy, all your body heavy, hypnotized, deep, drowsy, except your cock. You're edged up, hard, rigid, dripping, drooling, easily lubricated because your pre-cum is drooling out. Cock. Your thoughts are drooling out, so it's easy to think about your hard-on, or about teasing your rear, pleasuring your rear, hitting that prostate inside that milks all your thoughts out of you in a warm stream. So easy to drool all your thoughts out of you, anywhere they can escape. And when your cock is so hard, you think about it, hard to think about anything else, the dripping shaft, the veins standing, but even with your hands not touching it, as long as you're teasing your rear, you're edging. You are participating in a process that ends with your orgasm. If you go long enough, if you tease hard enough, you would get there. Yet they're inescapably stuck there, stuck in that tense, hot, dripping, drooling place where your cock is so hard. You just want to wrap your hand around it and jerk till you come, don't you? But another part of you knows your destiny is to edge. Your destiny is to edge in three and two and clench, squeeze, tight down on the toy. All your muscles locking, all your muscles squeezing, hot. Horny, wonderful feelings born from your rear being spread and teased and lubed, born from your mind leaking out, dripping out, drooling out, leaving only thoughts of edging harder, edging hotter, learning that your sexuality is all about the edge you have learned. You have trained yourself to edge, trained yourself to incorporate this kind of thought, trained yourself to incorporate your hot, horny hard-on and your melting mind. All of it together, joined together, powerful, and the longer it loops through your consciousness, and it is always looping in the background, the longer it loops, the deeper you go. The more your mind melts into endless edging, the deeper you drip down into trance, your mind melting away, leaving you edged. Leaving you aching, yearning, hungering, hungering for a chance to come, wanting to come hard, to drip it all out, but you want to edge too. Your destiny is to edge, you're trained to edge, you are exploring edging ever more deeply, and your rear is clenching, squeezing, a new vector. Fucking that hole, filling that hole, spreading it, makes your cock harder, makes you complete, makes you want to come. The drooling, dripping of it is much more powerful when you're pushing on inside parts of yourself like your prostate, pushing as hard as you can and then throbbing and then even withdrawing it. Even sliding the toy out of your rear is another type of teasing. Pulling it out, stopping a stimulation that you had scarcely realized you craved. Your cock wants it, your cock craves it, craves to fill and tease, train and condition, and you are training and conditioning yourself every moment, three and two and one. Squeeze your ass, squeeze tight, hard, hot, dripping, yearning. Every second that you squeeze your ass tight on a toy, every moment you stimulate yourself in a new way, you make your edged-up cock more vulnerable to maybe slipping over the edge, which is the dual promise of, oh, that would be so relieving, and, oh no, you want to edge more. You want to see what happens to your mind if you edge just a little bit more, go just a little bit further, and yet edging your rear, squeezing, stimulating, teasing, makes your cock feel so much better that holding on to your mission, deciding whether you want to come or want to just tease yourself over and over, gets harder and harder. Sort of like you, your dripping cock, the symbol of all the deep places you've gone to in the pursuit of an edging-based sexuality, edging yourself, hot and dripping, and in the background of your mind, every moment that you go through the day, there is the simulated, subroutine, subconscious thought saying, you could edge now. You could go somewhere safe and quiet, and you could edge, you could drip, or you could leave a toy in when you go somewhere safe, and you could just squeeze on it, making yourself need to edge more when you get home to privacy, squeezing, dripping, tensing, drooling, your pre-cum drooling out of your cock, hard, so hard to hold back, torn between coming and edging just a little further. Finding out what's over the next horizon of edging, your destiny to edge, your destiny to yearn and drip. Your cock is so hard. Hard to keep it under control when you want it. You don't know if you want to come or want to explore further depths of edging, but you want it, you crave it, you drip for it. You're hard beyond reason. Even when you're out and about, even when you're doing other things, you can get so hard. And now you have to remember how good your rear feels when you squeeze at the same time you edge, when you squeeze instead of edging, when you edge using just a toy in your rear, squeezing, pulsing, dripping, craving. And you have to live knowing just what you could do with a toy, what you could do with a toy in your rear to squeeze, edge it, ride it, pulse it, drip it, your cock in hand, hard, jerkable, strokeable, teasable, and it's lubricating itself with pre-cum, so you know it would be so easy to just grab hold and stroke for a while, to even go over the edge, clenching your ass, feeling it, the toy in there, knowing the longer you listen, the deeper you go, the hotter it all gets. The hotter your cock is in your hand, it's strange how it gets so warm when it's been hard for a long time. When you've been stroking it for a long time, the heat seems to come from within, just like the heat coming from your rear, squeezing, tensing around the toy. Edge it, drip for it, ride that toy. You want it, you love it, you need it, edge it.